Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First things first, what exactly did you have to do to get the field? I mean, after all, the surprise 10 inches of snow we got earlier in the week. What did you have to do, Coach Newcomb, to get the field ready to go for tonight?
Yeah, well, the first thing that we had to do is the Utica Community Schools had to get everybody together, and they rounded up 20 groundsmen and supervisors to get together. They got four small tractors. They got plows and ATVs. We had this whole community come together to clean off bleachers, press box, and the field. It was a really neat sight to see.
You kind of beat me to the next question, which is how impressive was it that the whole community came together to help you guys get ready for your playoff game?
You know, the common theme was it's not just a football game that they're getting ready for. I mean, you got a night where it's band, it's cheer, it's dance, it's alumni coming back. It's really a special event here in this community, and everybody just seemed to pitch in to get this field playable and ready, and even to do the bleachers and take the time to do that for the fans. It's pretty special to have that here in this community.
From a preparation standpoint, how much did the snow and how much did the work on the field affect you guys as you got ready for, or getting ready, I guess I should say, for tonight's game against Cass Tech?
Yeah, you know, it's always challenging, you know, to be inside. We were inside the first couple of days. We were inside a soccer facility to get work done. The first time we were able to get back outside was yesterday. But, you know, every team's got to go through this. And if you made it this far, every team's got to deal with it, so it's just part of a preparation.
How much fun has this playoff run been for you, Coach?
For us, it's been really fun because each week has just added to the drama. We went into week 9 of the season not knowing if we were going to be in. We needed to get a win week 9, and we got the win on a dramatic last-second field goal. And then week 10, we matched up with the same program and win that game. And then last week, it was just so exciting. Down 10 points with 5 minutes to go, and the kids come back and score with about a minute left. And it's been a really fun ride for these kids and the community. Phone is blowing up from texts from alumni and just members of the community. Hey, great job. We saw the game. We heard the game. And it's been really neat to see them come together.
How much did it help you guys knowing that you had that playoff pressure going into that final game and taking that kind of momentum into the playoffs?
Yeah, we really felt like we've been in the playoffs since after week 7. You know, week 7, we dropped a good game to Chippewa Valley. And so really, the seniors then kind of buckled down and say, hey, if we're going to do it, now's the time. And they really came together.
Coach, give me a scouting report on Cass Tech. What are you looking for this evening?
Oh, boy. Scouting report on Cass Tech athletes. You know, you got the King boys over there, just awesome, tremendous young men, great athletes, good kids, speed at the wide receiver spot, great quarterback play, and of course, offensive linemen. It's going to be the biggest offensive line that we've seen, and they move people off the ball now. And on the defensive side, they got the shutdown corner, you got a linebacker, you got a couple of big guys up front that can really move and get after the quarterback. So it's going to be a fun challenge for us tonight.
Coach, I appreciate the time, especially on a day when you're about to get ready to play. So thank you very much. And listen, can we call you back in maybe a week or so if you advance and continue on?
I'd love to do that interview, Tony. I appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you again for your time, Coach. I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.